What's the latest regarding Blinn's new location at the Tejas Center?
We're actually opening that up today. It's going to offer students admissions and records, enrollment services, financial aid, veteran services, and academic advising. So it's going to be a great one-stop shopping location for our students to get a lot of their non-academic services. It's part of a $10 million multi-stage renovation project that's going to upgrade student lounge space and food services and add new meeting and multi-use space to the Bryan campus here on Villa Maria.
So what's been moved to the Tejas Center?
So we have added admissions and records, enrollment services, financial aid, and veteran services, and those will all resume business today. And on March 30th, we will move our testing center over there. And on March 24th, academic advising will be up and running in that new location. So we do have some things moving around. We've been communicating that with students, and it is going to take those services a few days to return to full capacity, but ultimately it's going to free up some space here on the Villa Maria campus for us to make some additional renovations, and it's going to create a one-stop shopping area where students can get all of those services in one convenient location.
And if you would remind us what's going to be converted on the Villa Maria campus now that you're creating the new space with the move to the Tejas Center.
Absolutely. Well, it's a $10 million multi-stage renovation project. So we've got a lot of dominoes, a lot of pieces moving around. But ultimately, we are now going to move forward with construction on the administration building, on the student center, and on our general bookstore building. And so we're going to work, especially this summer, on the student center to increase our student lounge space, to increase our study space. We're going to improve our food services. And ultimately, it's going to make a better Blinn College campus here for the students here in Bryan.
The $10 million figure you cited, that's just what's happening at Villa Maria above and beyond the Tejas Center?
Well, that includes the Tejas Center and the construction that's going on the Villa Maria campus.
Special meeting this week of the trustees dealing with legislation has been filed. If I read it correctly, it would change the service area for Blinn among other junior colleges in Texas.
Right. So House Bill 2231 by Representative Fletcher was related to moving Waller ISD from its current location in Blinn's service area to Lone Star Community College's service area. Additionally, there was House Bill 2361 by Representative Bell that would move Waller County to Lone Star's service area. So this meeting was about giving our Board of Trustees an opportunity to discuss the matter, look over the bills, review them, get more information, and then determine the college's position and direct the administration as to whether we will support or oppose either of those bills. So last night, the Board of Trustees voted to oppose both pieces of legislation, and they did that to reaffirm our commitment to serving the Hempstead, Royal, and Waller ISDs and maintain the integrity of our current service area. In 1995, the legislature designated these service areas, so each of the state's 50 community college districts provide higher education services to their service area. And that includes a number of different partnerships, including the dual credit programs for high schools. So our service area includes all of Washington County, Burleson County, Brazos County, Madison, Grimes, and Waller counties, and then school districts within parts of Austin, Walker, Montgomery, Robertson, Fayette, Lee, Bastrop, Milam, and Williamson counties. 2361 is a little more aggressive than 2231, and I believe that the reason that 2231 came forward was because Waller ISD actually includes two different counties. It includes some of Waller County, and it includes part of Harris County. And Waller High School is actually located in Harris County. So Waller High School actually gets its dual credit services from Lone Star right now because it's located in Harris County, which is part of Lone Star's service area.
With the vote last night, then, how does the administration relay that information then to Austin, to the legislature?
Well, now that we've taken the vote, we've contacted the Texas Association of Community Colleges, and we've spoken to them, let them know that we're going to oppose both bills. And the TACC's policy has been to not support service area transfers when one of the involved colleges opposes the move. We also reached out to Lone Star to let them know what our board has decided.
Is this the first time that there's been a proposed shift involving Blinn, whether it was voluntary or not, or whether it was initiated by Blinn or not?
I would have to get back with you on that. I'm not really sure. It's the first time since I've been working here that that's taken place.